So Dam was Niflat and it was Nibla. So Mameli becomes Oser. So the Iser is because of Dam Shepirish. So what is the Paris of the Dam? So if there is Shishim in the Gdeira Neged, the total quantity of drops of Dam that were Niflat and Nibla, so it should be bottled. Why do we require a Shishim Neged, the whole salt? So the Taz says, Lisage Samech Neged Adam, Ki HaMelech Nase Kule Niveile. Kule Niveile. Kmishikose Bez Yosef Vazem, Mishim Agur Yismayim. Now, so the Shach points out something. Look into the Sif Vam Adal. Ki the HaMelech Shabri. Kim Kosev Gamatu. Vitzor Vayma, the Haimim Itamdu Yadinon Kamodome Bola. וכי קוצב בס יוסף סוף סימן קופי דולק למילה מטעם שהמלך נעשה למילה וכי קוצב הגוי יצמיים בשם סמק דוסביר לעתור וכמה נסימן סביב ואיז למילה נכנס למילה אלו בוס הבכל עוד לא יקי בעבח ומכל מוקי מה שקוצב עתור והרב נגד המלך הוא לאו דווקא אלו שישים נגד לחלוחס דם ומלך שורף בחוץ נלו יצוי וקווי השישים נגד the drops of dam plus the melach on top of the drops of dam, because as we so mimele, because in the course of the cooking some drops of dam come out and then the melach covers is on top of those drops of dam, so we require shishim neged the combined size of the drops of dam on the surface of the chtichas basor and the particles of salt. So he says, the particles of salt, the below yadocha achrein, as a result of the meliche. So drops of dam came out, and then there are particles of salt on top of the drops of dam. So the melo will require shishim neged the whole thing. But the shach explains that the reason as to why the two requires shishim neged the drops of dam that are seen on the surface of the Chtichas Bosor and the Melech, and we don't require just Shishim Neged Adam. After all, the Melech is not a Dvar Iser, Melech is not Oser, Dam is Oser. So we should require Shishim only Neged the drops of Dam, the total volume size of the drops of Dam that came out, that were Niflat, as a result of the Meliche, as a result of the Meliche, since in view of the fact that he didn't wash it off, so it remained. So we should require Shishim neged the drops of dam. Why do we require Shishim neged the whole Melech? So the Shach says, because we don't know exactly how much dam so came out as a result of the Meliche. We can only count the droplets of dam that are seen on the surface, but the bulk of the drops of dam that were drawn out by the Meliche were absorbed by the particles of salt. And it's the particles of salt absorbed the bulk of the drops of dam that were drawn out through the Meliche. So since we don't know exactly how much the quantity of the drops of dam that was drawn out through the Meliche is, so we consider the maximum. What is the maximum? The total volume of the particles of salt, because a particle of salt could not absorb more dam than its own size. So this is how the Shach explains. Now, then he says, we couldn't say that when the Torah says that we require 60 measures neged the volume of the salt, because of Tichanas Nevele, because the Torah Shita is, we don't apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele, the Gabi Shoy Surim, only the Gabi Vosmacholot. Now, so, this is what the Shach says. So, when the Ta says, V'lisagye samech neged adam, ki ha-melech nase kule nevele, ki v'shikos v'shiot v'shim ha-goy esmaynei, so, that is only explanatory of the ha-goy esmaynei. Because our goy smayim shita is that we apply the principle of tichanas nevele gabi kol yisurim. So mimele, it can be explained on the basis of the principle of tichanas nevele. Mashenkin, the two could not be explained that way, because the two paskins like having a fright. So in other words, there is no machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. The Taz explains the reason as to why the Agur Yismaimin says that we require Shishin neged the whole volume of souls. Because the Agur Yismaimin holds that the Aloha of Tichnas Mevilah applies to all the souls. Masha'inkin, the Shach, he tries to explain why does the Tur and the Mechava say, why do the Tur and the Mechava say that we require Shishin neged the whole volume of the soul. And the Tur and the Mechava both pass like having a pride that Chtichanas Nevele doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, only to Pasa B'cholom. So there is no Machlek. V'lisagi samach neged Adam, ki ha-melech nasi kuli nevele, kuli shikosu vesi yosef edev shenak v'ismaimi, avu lehi lehima, shachticha atzmati kuli nevele, v'yitztorich samach neged kulo, ki ein zi isa dovuk, ki dovuk ki tekev shepo v'gdeich, ono mes ha-melech naboso. Now, this, miliche, involves many principles in Talubis. Many principles in Talubis. I mean, it would have been easier to start to study Meliche after we learned Talubis and Masab Cholom. But the reason is why, because that's the way it started, the Sricha cycle, years ago. So in Mele, you have to follow it up. But many Alochas in Meliche are based upon principles in Talubis. Now, so that I mentioned, there is a Machleket Rashenim. Whether the aloha of Tichanas Nevele applies to all Yisurim or it only applies to Bosa B'cholom. The Shita of Rabbi Ephraim and the Shita of the Rashbo and the Ramban and the Psak of the Mechabe, the Tur and the Mechaber is that the aloha of Tichanas Nevele applies only to Bosa B'cholom. Because Bosa B'cholom, so the Bosa by itself was Hetagomo. The Cholom by itself was Hetagomo. But what happened? What a person poured in the kazayis of cholom into a pot that had the kazayis of bosom. And the kazayis of bosom, the kazayis of cholom were cooked together, so then they took zaysim, became the chavetz of bosom of cholom. So we say, chtichanas nevele, because what would you call the iser? What? The cholom? The cholom is not any more iser than the bosom. What will you call iser? The bosom. The bosor is not anymore iser to the cholom. Each one by itself was at a gomo. But what made it into a chetz of iser, into an entity of iser? The fact that they were cooked together. So the melech, the chenas melech. So we have a chetz of iser of tugzeisim. If you cook one kazayis of cholom with one kazayis of bosor together, so the tugzeisim are a chetz of iser. Masha'inke, and let's say, suppose you had a chtiche that had 49 zeisim of bosom. Then you poured in one kazayis of cholom and you cooked it together. So there couldn't be any bitul b'shishin. So the one kazayis of cholom is capable of giving the tam cholom in the 49 zeisim of bosom. So the mele, all the 50 zeisim of the combined Bosor and Cholom is a Chavetz of Iser. Suppose that Chatiche that absorbed one Kazayis of Cholom was taken out from this pot and put in another pot with many other Chatiches, a big pot. So then the Chatiches in the other pot will only be Muter if you'll have 60 times 50 Gzeisim. Because it's Tichanas Nevele. Masha'inkin by Shor Yisur. Suppose you have a Chatiche. Echtichas Boso that has 49 zeisim, and then you cooked with that one kazayis of chilev. So the kazayis of chilev gave the tam of chilev in the 49 zeisim of Boso. Then you take out this, so we have to assume the maximum. Perhaps this gigantic echtichas Boso that had a size, a value of 49 zeisim, maybe it absorbed the whole kazayis of chilev, even though it certainly didn't. But we don't know how much, so mainly we consider the maximum. So what is the maximum? That it absorbed the whole kazayis of cholom. So now, this gigantic chtiche has 50 zeisim. 50 zeisim. So suppose you take this chtiche out of this pot, you put it in another pot, with other chtiches also. So according to Rav Ephraim, the Rashbo, the Tur, the Psak of the Mechaber, so if in the other pot you have 60 zeisim of chtiches boso over and above this 50 gzeisim, gigantic tichet basor, so then it becomes what? Because we don't say the gadai in the mele. So how much is there in the tatiche? Only the one kazayis of chile. But the year to 49 gzeisim of basor of eta remain eta. But you cannot eat it because it's evenly distributed. That one kazayis of chile is evenly distributed in the 49 gzeisim of basor. So if you take this chatiche and you put it in another part, and the other part has 60 measures, naked one kazayis, so everything becomes mutar there. Mashenkin, according to the Rishenim, we say chatiche nas nevele, applies to shor isurim. So then, in order that the other chatiches bosom in the second part should be mutar, we would require 60 times 50 gzeisim, because it's chatiche nas nevele. So that's one machleishim. Then, according to the Shita that there is a halacha of chatiche nasis nevele, so some of the Rishonim say, and that's the way the Rambam passes in Hilchas Taruvis, that not only the Mechaba passes like Rabbi Ephraim, that chatiche nasis nevele doesn't apply to Shor Isurim. Mashein kin the Rambam, he passes like the Rishonim, like the Ran and the Rishonim, who say, like the Ran and Rashi and Teisves, who say that chatiche nasis nevele applies to all Isurim. Except that by Bosa B'cholov it's with Raise, and by Shor Isurim it's only Rabban. Alright, so there are more paskins, like the Rishenim, that Tichon Asas Nevele applies to Shor Isurim. So Mimele, what does it mean? So if a Tichon Bosa that had 49 Zeisim of Bosa, Heta, was cooked together with one Kazayis of Chelev, so the Kazayis of Chelev give Itam Chelev in the Bosa, then you took out this Chatiche that has Itam Chelev, and you put it in another vele with many chtiches, so the chtiches boso in the other vele will only be muter if they have 60 times 50 gzeisim. Why? Because the whole chatiche of 50 gzeisim is a chetzavisa. Not only the molecules of the heretofore chilev are osa, even the molecules of the heretofore boso are also osa because of chtiche nasis. So in order that the chtiches bosom in the second part should be muter, so we require 60 times 50 gzeisim in the second day. Alright, but then there's another shayla. According to the shita of chtiches nevele, is there such a concept as isodobu? So some poskim say, no, chtiches nevele only means if, let's say, you cooked a kazayis of chelev together with chtiches bosa in one part, in part number one, so the mele, and there was no shishin neged kazayis of cholov chelev neged. There was no shishim in the chtiches bosa neged the kazayis of chelev. So then, that chtiches bosa that had 49 zeisim of boso, so it absorbed the tam of chelev in it, became a heft of Israel. So, chtiches nasnevele. Then you take out this chtiches boso that became a heft of Israel in part number one, and you put it in part number two together with other chtiches, so it answers on the other chtiches in part number two, unless the chtiches in part number two have 60 measures, neged 50 zeisim. But suppose you have, let's say, a number of chatiches. You have a number of chatiches in the pot. And then, let's say, you have a number of chatiches in the pot. And then you have, let's say, the kidney of the behemoth. And on top of the kidney of the behemoth, so there is chilev akloyis. There is chilev akloyis. That's chilev, that's real chilev. There's an isakores if somebody eats the fatty portion that adheres to the kidney of the baby. Suppose, and that's attached to the kidney. So suppose that a person, here he had a number of tichas of boso, and then he didn't remove the chilev from the kidney, and he put that kidney of the baby, that's a separate chatiche by itself, to which, let's say this is the chilev, so that it is attached to the kidney, and he put, but it's attached, it's not, the chilev was not removed, so it's not a separate chatiche, it's one chatiche. So he put that in the pot. Now the kidney itself does not have 60 measures negative volume of the chil. The volume of chil. Now, so, but all the chtiches in the gdeire have 60 measures negative chil. But the chtiches in the gdeire don't have 60 measures negative the kidney together with the chil. You see, let's say the chil that adheres to the kidney is a kazayis, and the kidney itself has a volume, has a size of 5 gzeisim. So together with the chilev, it's 6 gzeisim. It's 6 gzeisim. But what is the iser? The kidney in its entirety is not iser. It's only the fatty portion that adheres to the kidney. That is the iser. Now the fatty portion has only a volume of a kazayis, but the kidney has a volume of 5 gzeisim. So together it's 6 gzeisim. Now, suppose you have, in the Gdeire, you have 60 gzeisim. 60 gzeisim. So, enough to be mivatel, the kazayis of chilev. But you don't have 60 times 6. You don't have. So there's a machlekes apostle. Some say, no, here, as long as you have 60 gzeisim, to be mivatel, the chilev, the kazayis chilev, so we mele all the chtichas posol in this day ra'amuta. And you cannot say chticha nasa nevele. You can only say chticha nasa nevele if, let's say, this kidney with the kazayis chilev attached to it will be cooked first in pot number one. So mele it became osea because it doesn't have 60 measures negative kazayis. It only has 5 measures negative the kazayis. So maybe it became chafzor iser. Then you take out the kidney with the chilev and you put it in this gdeire number 2. So then we would require 60 times 6. Mashein came if at the very outset. So the kidney with the chilev attached to it is cooked with the other in gdeire number 2. So it didn't become a chafzor iser as yet in gdeire number 1. So the mele, as long as there is 60 neged the kazayis of chilev, even though there is no 60 neged the 6 gzeisim of the kidney together with the chilev attached to it, so it's both b'shishim. That's the poskim who reject the concept of isodot. But then the poskim who say that not only do we apply the principle of chtichanasas nevela to the case where a certain chtichas bosal absorbed the kazayis of chilev in part number 1, and then you took out, let's say, a chtichas bosal of 49, of a volume of 49 zeisim, absorbed the kazayis of chilev, and gave a tam of chilev in the 49 zeisim of bosal in part number 1. Then you took out this chatiche that possibly has a volume of 50 gzeisim, and you put it in part number 2, so there we certainly apply the aloche of tichanas nevela according to Rishenim, who applied the aloche of tichanas nevela to Nisuri. But even in this case, we apply the aloche of tichanas nevela because it's an isadobuk. So since the chloe, the chile, a chloe is attached, is mechuber to the kidney, so it's considered as if this kidney together with the chilev akloyes was cooked first in part number 1 and then taken out in part number 2. That's the Rishenim who apply the principle of isadom. So mainly it's on the basis of tichanas nevela. The Rishenim, the poskim, who reject the principle of isadom, they say the principle of tichanas nevela applies only to the case where, let's say, a kazayis of chilev was cooked in part number 1 with, let's say, 5 gzeisim of the kidney. And then you took it out from part number 1 and you put it in part number 2, then we apply the principle of tichanas nevela. But we're at the very outset. So everything was cooked together. So in view of the fact that the rishishim neged the kazayis of chilev that adheres, that is attached to the kidney, so mainly becomes bottle. But the rishenim, now we pass We passed, there are more passes. Like the dean of Isadok. Isadok. So the male, the question arises, according to the sheep of Isadok, can there are more passes in Talmudis, like the Rishayim who applied the principle of Isadok. So you should remember, Isadok is an extension of the principle of Tichon Asan Leil. Of Tichon Asan Leil. So the question is, according to the Psak of the Rambam, that there is a concept of Isadok. So the Melech here, we should require not just Shishim neged all the Melech, but we should require Shishim neged the whole Tichon Asan Leil. Because after all, the Melech and the Dam stick to the Tichon Asan Leil. What happened? He put salt on the Tichon Asan Leil. So let's say this is the Tichon Asan Leil on which he put salt, and he forgot to wash it off, and then he put it in the pot, and it was cooked with all the dam and the melech that stick to the Tichon Asan Leil. So it's mechuber; it should be considered like a chelev that adheres to the kidney. So it's an isadok. So we paskin, Rabbah paskins, that even though everything was done in one cooking in one pot, so we apply the principle of isadok, which is an extension of the principle of Tichon Asan Leil. So here too, the whole Tichon Asan Leil, to which the particles of the droplets of dam and salt stick, so it should be considered as an entity of Isa, and we should require Shishim in the pot, negate the whole size of the Tichon Asan Leil, to which the dam and the salt stick. That's the kashir. So he says, no. Arleilei mashach ticha atzmo, tiye kule nevelo, vitzdarich samach neged kulo, kein zi yisadogu, ki teikev shekoli gdeiro nova samalach nabosom. In other words, when do we apply the principle of yisadogu? If it's kimashmoi, what does dogu mean? If it's mechuber, let's say, a piece of chelev is mechuber, is attached to the glois. If you didn't cut it off, if you didn't cut it off before you put the glories into the pot together with other things, also. So it's mechuber. Mashenikin here, it sticks. The droplets of dam stick to the Tichon Asan Leil, and the particles of salt stick. But the moment he puts it in the water, when you cook on fire, you have to put it in water. Otherwise, it wouldn't be boiling. It would be frying. So when you put it in the pot that has water, so the moment you put it in the water in the pot, so it becomes detached, the particles of salt and the drops of dam become detached from the chatiche. So it's not mechuber. Isadoguk applies only to something that is mechuber to another chatiche. But here it's not mechuber. So the principle of isadoguk doesn't apply. Now, the question is, those rishonim and Rambam paskins, Tarumas, like the rishonim, who accept the principle of isadoguk, which is an extension of the concept of Tichon Asan Leil. What's the reason? Bishleim indicates where you cook, let's say, first a kazayis of chelev together with the kidney in pot number one, and pot number one has only 5 gzeisim of heter, negative 1 kazayis of chelev, so the male and the whole 6 gzeisim are heter of isa. Then you take out the 6 gzeisim, the kidney with the chelev, and you put it in pot number two, so we require 60 times 6. But in the case where you put the kidney with the kazayis chelev attaching to it in the same pot, there is no pot number one and pot number two. There is only one pot. So why should we say Tichon Asan Leil after all? It wasn't cooked first and Bilea and Isa, and then you cook it again. It's one cooking. So what's this for? So the Prishe in Simenayim Beis and the Shach in Simenayim Beis, they explain the principle of Isadoguk on the basis of the fact that if, let's say, suppose this is the cloise, this is the kidney, and this is the chilev that is attached to the kidney, and here you have the gdeiro, and you have a number of tichas of basa, and you put that, so the melee, too, since it's one cooking, so the kazayis of chilev that is niflat, the kazayis of chilev, so is evenly distributed in the whole gdeiro. So at the end, So you'll have each unit of the Bosor in the Gdeiro will have the same quantity of Chelef in it, each unit. It will be evenly distributed, so it will be, let's say, so it will be, let's say, in a certain ratio, it will be evenly distributed. That will be at the end of the cooking process. But at the beginning of the cooking process, as it starts boiling, so naturally, so there is a concentration of bliyeh first takes place in the kidney. After all, the kidney is closest to the chelev. So when particles, minute particles of chelev, are niflat from the chelev, and they are absorbed by the other chatiches, so first they are absorbed by which chatiche? This chatiche, which is in the bottom. First it is absorbed by the kidney, then it spreads. So from the kidney it spreads here to this chatiche, then from this chatiche it spreads to this chatiche, and then it spreads to the bottommost chatiche. But there is one moment at the early stage of the cooking process. Let's say he put all the chatiches bosa together with the top chatiche, that's the kidney, with the chilev attached to it, at 9 o'clock in the morning. So at the end, let's say it takes an hour until it is completely cooked. So at 10 o'clock, so this, the chilev that was niflat from this fatty portion that attaches to the kidney, was evenly distributed in all the chatiches. But let's say at 10 minutes after 9, so it did not have an opportunity to spread all over the day. So where does it concentrate, the spreading? At the early stage of the cooking process. In the chatiche to which it is attached. So since at one moment in the bishul process, so there is a bliyeh, concentrated in the chatiche hasomchlo, hadovchlo. So the mele, so at that time, suppose someone would take out a piece of the kidney at 15 after 9, before the cooking was finished. It takes an hour to be cooked. So at 15 after 9, he'll cut off a piece of the kidney and he'll taste it, he'll feel a ton of it. If he'll cut off a piece of the kidney, let's say at 10 o'clock, he will not feel a ton of it. Because by that time, the whole plate of the chilev has already had an opportunity to spread throughout the breadth of the width and the breadth of the gneira, you see. But let's say there is one time, let's say, if you taste a piece of the kidney at 15 after 9, before the chile that was niflat from the fatty portion had an opportunity to spread and be distributed in the whole gneira, he'll feel a tam of chile in the kidney. So mele, because of that, so it's considered as if the chilev with the kidney had been boiled in one pot and then taken out and boiled in another pot. That's the shite of the. That, this is how the Prisha and the Bach and the Shach in Siman Ein Beis explain the concept of isotop. The Amor in Siman Ein Beis in the Archimedes, and also the Ramon in Tiras Chatos, they explain it on the basis of something else. Why? Because if, let's say, actually we shouldn't apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele to the case of Nisodot. We should apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele only to the case where the Kazayis of Chilev was cooked together with the kidney in one pot first. So then it gave a ton of Chilev in that kidney, and then you took it out from part number one and put it in part number two that had other things. Mashenkin, if everything is cooked at once in the same time, so then we shouldn't apply. But we are afraid, you know, suppose you have a number of chatiches in the pot. So even though all the beitev, the soup, the water, covers all the chatiches, but sometimes as a result of the cooking, as a result of the temperature, so then the chatiches on top become boiled up. If you ever watched let's say, if you uncover, let's say, a pot that is on fire with many chatiches, so you will see that in the course of the cooking, so the uppermost chatiches are buoyed up, are pushed upward, above the level of the rating. Above the level of the rating. Let's say the level of the rating is here. This is the level of the rating. My fingers are the level of the rating. So in the course of the boiling, it will be buoyed up, above the level of the rating. Now, above, so it's possible, let's say, this is the kidney with the chilev attached to it. So let's say it has been on fire, it has been cooking on fire for a whole hour, from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. It's possible that at 9:20, so there was, because of the temperature, so this kidney was buoyed up above the level of the rating. But even though it was buoyed up above the level of the rating, but it's very hot. So the melee, then it's considered as for one moment it was cooking by itself, not together with other things. Because what difference does it make whether it's cooked by itself in a separate pot or it's cooked by itself for one moment, for 2 minutes, because it is buoyed up above the level of the rating. So in other words, there is no even distribution that moment when it's buoyed up, because they're not together. So then it's mamish, a case of tichanas nevela. Of tichanas nevela. So if, let's say, we don't know whether that happened, but unless the pot was uncovered and the person was standing there watching, and he made sure that at no moment was the uppermost chaticha, let's say the kidney, with the piece of chilev attached to it, buoyed up above the level of the rating. But usually when you cook, so first of all, no one stands and watches. Secondly, it's covered with the lid, you know. So you can't see. So it's very likely that in the course of the hour, when it was cooking on the fire, so this kidney with the piece of chilev was buoyed up above the level of the rating, and for 2 minutes, it was being cooked by itself, not together with other chatiches. So at that time, so when it was cooked by itself for 2 minutes, let's say from 9:20 till 9:22, so at that time it had an opportunity to give it up in the kidney by itself, as if it had been done in a separate pot. So then when it comes down again together with the other chatiches, so it's like being taken out from one pot and put in another pot. So the mele, he applied the aloche of tichanas nevela. Now the primigodim in simen ein veis, in simen tzadik veis, so the primigodim says there is a big nafkemine between the two times, according to the shach stav and the prisha stav. Then the reason as to why we say isadom, is because if it's cooked, if an isadom is cooked in the same pot, so the melee at the early stage of the cooking, so the all the bliya is concentrated in the chatiche to which the isar is dug, and then it spreads to the other chatiches. So the melee, so even without the fact of being buoyed up above the level of the rate, it was also osa. So the melee, even if it's a question of the isar rabbonon, so it will still be awesome. Now let's say the shayli is, suppose it involves an isar rabbanon. Now let's say according to the shayli, the dam she bishle is only awesome rabbanon. So if there is, or let's say if it's chilut rabbanon, there are certain chilut that are only awesome rabbanon. They're not awesome rabbanon. So suppose a piece of meat to which chilut rabbanon is attached was cooked in a pot together with other chatiches. So according to the shachs and the priests' stam of Isadolu, it will still be osa, and it would require shishim not only neged the kazayin chilev that is osam drabonon, but neged the whole chatiche to which the chilev drabonon is attached. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam's pshat, that the reason is why Isadolu is osa, because we anticipate the possibility maybe at one moment, at 2 moments, at 3 moments. So that this chatiche to which the isar is dovuk was buoyed up above the rating, and in those 2 minutes So it was cooking by itself, not together with the other hatiches. But that's only a possibility, it's not a certainty. So if it's a question of Nisar Raise, so Sveti Raise Lachumri. But if it's a Shaila in the Rabbanon, let's say it's Chayla Rabbanon or Damshe Mishle, where it's a Shaila in the Rabbanon, so then we are Tehillel Hapoel. Because whenever there is a suffix in the Rabbanon, so it can be Tehillel Hapoel. So this is what the Golem says. There's an Achimine between the Shach Stam and the Ramos Stam. According to the Shach Stam, so the Aloha of Isadom could apply even to an Isad Rabbanon. According to the task, according to the Ramos Stam, that the Meche, Sinitzalik Beis, and Teras Chatos, the reason is why there is a principle of Isadom, because we anticipate the possibility. Maybe it was buoyed up. It was nitbal imailo miorete in the course of the cooking process. But if it's negeya and it's a rabbanon, so it can be tehillel hapoel. Why should we say that it was for one moment it was buoyed up and lifted above the level of the eitav? Maybe it wasn't lifted. No, when you watch, let's say a pot as it is cooked, and if you uncover the lid, you will see many times that the uppermost chaticha is lifted above the level of it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends upon many factors. The higher the temperature, and the more water there is, the more likely it is that it will be boiled up. But the lower the temperature, and the smaller the quantity of water in the pot, so the less likely it is that it will be boiled up above the level of the rating. But it is something. It's not a matter. So in case of this Rabbanon, we can be dealing with it. Now, all right. So he says, Avlele ma shachti chafi ki ikon levele, vi svaru samach nege kulo, ke inzi isa dobu, ki teik kev shepo mitei, on nima samelach na boso, ma shal bi isa veheta shole isha alches, posak di binon samach nege chati, vi kosav, so de ma shal is chelik an de mechaber, an de mechaber en ramo. Bo de mechaber en ramo say, did boso shimu vachim yukba shomu ya nocha achreine. So we only require shishim, nege de melach. We require shishim neged the melech, but not neged the whole chatiche to which the melech and the dam sticks. But the marshal says no. We require shishim neged the whole chatiche to which the melech and the dam stay. Why? On the basis of the concept of isadavuk. But what kind of isadavuk is it? The moment you put it in water, so it is removed. So the Ramah holds, in spite of the fact that as soon as you put it in the water, it is removed. But at the time when you put it, it is mechuber. So mele, the principle of isadavuk applies. Because of mele chomizal, this is the bach, all of the limigud world was it. Gam non kamezi kol mele roye, atkan. Veil hakshis, hokaino, mil sedar vidali taine, afilu beale flipotu, umele chonesitam. In other words, why does the mechaber say that if there is shishim neged the melech, so then it becomes bottle, everything in the gdeira is muter, but there is a principle that mil sedar vidali taine, afilu beale flipotu. In other words, something that is used as a spice. There are certain things you put in the gdeira as a spice. It's only tiny. So even if you have 1,000 measures of heta, neged the spice, so it's not bottle. With Rabbanon, it's not bottle. Something mil sedar vidali taine, something that is used as a spice, never becomes bottle. Let's say, suppose you put into the gdeira, let's say celery. Celery is used as a spice. Suppose the celery is quaya carrot. Quaya carrot, the celery. Quaya carrot. It was planted together with vines. So you put one piece of celery in a big kettle of chtiches of bosom, of heter, so it doesn't become bottle. It doesn't become bottle because it's mil sedar vidali taine. So the question is, now salt is a mil sedar vidali taine, salt. Because what is the purpose of salt? To give it time. Every day they require salt. So it's a mil sedar vidali taine. So even if you have shishim neged the salt, but it shouldn't become bottle. So there is a very simple text. זה לא יסיר את הארץ. ומלך עונה סתם, תראה שרישה בדומה, וזהו דווקא עם גופו ניסה עונה סתם. מה שאין תינתם המלך עונה סתם, אלו מכיר דם שבי, והדם עונה סתם. When do we say that he was an avidu itaymei? Is afil belifli bottle, if let's say, the melech would be, let's say, melech, what kind of it, or if you don't also put melech by itself be, let's say it's melech of Havidizor. Let's say, the melech was used as tashmishi Havidizor. Let's say the pagans, they used the melech in their sacrifices. So that's also, because Havidizor. So then, if you put that melech in the Deira, even though you have 1,000 measures, near that melech, that one kazayis of melech, of Avizore, it doesn't become both. Because then the Yisar is machmasatzme, the melech per se. But here, the melech is not osir. Loi mi boi, it is needless to mention, according to the Vishenim, who do not apply the aloche of Tichanasin Leo, like the Mechab. So the reason as to why we require shishim neged melech is because we don't know the exact quantity of droplets of blood. We can't measure it. So we take the maximum. So the way to be sure, so is by considering the maximum. So then it goes without saying that it's not also machmas atzmei. But even according to the Rishonim, who apply the principle of tichanasis levelim to show isurim. So here we require shishim neged melech. Not only because we don't know the exact volume, the exact size of the droplets of dam that melech absorbs, but no, the whole melech becomes a chetz of isya. But even though we apply the aloha of tichanasis levelim, but the melech is not osa per se on its own merit, but it's also a tzichticha diyisure by virtue of the fact that it absorbed dam. And the dam is not a spice, is not a milsavino itaymei. So even though the melech is an entity of Isaiah, but it's not an entity of Isaiah on the basis of its own merit, but because it has a tam of dam. And since the dam is not a milsavino itaymei, so maybe it's part of a shishi. Alright. זהו דווקא עם גופי איסא לסתם, מה שכאן המלך הנה איסא מכיר אדם שבין אדם לסתם, ורשאו פרק לנושה, סימן רמד פוסק דחתיך עצמו נעשכו, מחמה שנזבש לו בדום, ועל כל חור, אינו מסייר לבטל בסם, בסמך, דם המלך, אלו צורך סמך נגד כל אחתיך, אלו אם כן הוטחו פעם אחס, עוז גם אחתיך מסייר לבטל. הנה לא ארץ. The Mashal is chilek, and the Mashal says that we require shishim neged whole chatichet. Why on the basis of tichanasis nevelim? So the other poskim say, the Ramo says no. Why? Because it's not an isadok. Because that melech, that in the droplets of dam that stick to the chatichet, so are ready to be nomis, to be detached, to be removed from the chatichet. So it's not an isadok. And the mashal holds in spite of the fact, but at the time you put it in the pot, so the melech and the dam was sticking to the chatichet, so mele it's a chatichanas and the mele it's an isadok, and we apply the principle of chatichanas. All right. סיפרו המדי. כל הגדיר מסתר וסבא. המלך שבו היא דו אפילו למען דומה דכתיך נעשנו ואילה בישור איסור משיסה דומה בין שיש נבוכה תיכה וכמה סימניים ואיז גבי לבד דומה ואיב דין ואיב סמך נגד הלאיב ונין סמך נגד כל איב מקום מותים אוכל ומקריס הדומה וכמישה כוס ועמוד אחד פרק לבוסה והגוי ישר לדורה אין שום רבון ויסיף הצוף תתבלח ויסיף את הכל בדלם דין דלם תרס חדו שום דין יד שבאך תיכה למים נו מסכול המלך ודם שאולו וניחו לדיר ואי גוסביר עולם חבר ולאמר תכנס לדלה רגי בוסה בחולו וגם עתו כוס הצור שאיב דיר לסמך ולאדי כל המלך ואין צורך סמך לכך תיכה עד כמה שני וכן כוס את הרבה פוסקי אומר שאול ויסיף את השולי שער חס ויסיף חפירים דנוע שישים ולמד הלך מי בליף זה למי כמו מסעדו מבין סמך לכך תיכה תוכן המבין שיגדיר לסמך לכך תיכה ואפילו כך תיכה עצמה סו ואיתי אחר מכלפי המילים נגד זה אין שם בו ויסיף חידוכי סיכון גורו ושם נקים יופן בגויס מיימן בשם הרב ובדברי מערי אשר עליהם בו נמסיידי ואיקיה במערב סביר עליהם ובכתיך עצמו יוסמך לבת לאדם והמלך שאולו ועם צורך לציר ופריטם שבדרת ואיסכים סביר על ידי מכתיך עצמו סמך ולוכן בינו מציר ופריטם ואוכן נגינו נבוזה מתחוקות גורו ודיק ויכחתי זה מהגוי שרדולה שברי סימן אולן ויסבתי ברי אסבור אסריף כאילו הרב גם בבי סישון עכשיו ידורי והסמג והמוד אחד ויחום בי מסוותר ומריאו ויפוסקו בעומר ביסודוגו בינסמך נגד קורתיכה והכתיכה עצמה אסורו וכן פוסקו כאילו הרב גם כוספתי שום שחימש מדס מריא אין שום וכן מיליק כך מי יגיד כל בעולירו נדעו את בואו את אתר זה משך ובואו את המטחה ושיטר במשל we don't require 60 נגד אול חתיכה because the it's not in Isadoluk, it's not the case of, why isn't it the case of Isadoluk? Because Isadoluk by definition means when the Isar is mechubea to a certain chatiha. Here it's not mechubea, even though it sticks, but the moment you put it in the water, it will be removed. All right. ולא יהודה החקל שורה בלבד היי כשלישי שמנגד המלך שלך תיכה תחתיך עצמו בלבד היי שלישי שמנגד המלך שלום זה צניין אוף מציאס וילה כשמה בנדיר נגד המלך אפילו לא יוסה רק בחלישי נהק לא עושה the מציאס is but we have to remember the מציאס that this is a statistical fact maybe I don't know maybe it doesn't apply today because the מציאס could change in other words this mitzias, this statistical fact is based upon the fact that when a woman salts a piece of meat so she doesn't use less salt than she's expected to use nor that she uses more salt than she's expected to use but today it's one or two I mean most situations either you pour less salt than you are required to pour or if you are very full you probably pour five times as much so the melee this statistical fact could change you see but I mean the way it was assuming that the person who salts a piece of meat puts as much salt on the piece of meat that he is required to make to pour not less and not more so then a chatiche, the average chatiche's basar will have 30 measures neged the quantity of salt that is poured. But I don't think that we could say it today, because today it's one of the two. It's one of the two. Anyway, so b'meile, if you have another chatiche that is the same size as this chatiche that was nimlach and is bashu v'adoch ha'achene, then you have shishi, because the chatiche itself on which the salt was poured and not washed off so has 30 measures and then the other chatiche that has the same size the same volume another 30 measures so together you have 60 measures alright so v'leke salam dire neged amelech afilu lo yusam rag b'chlisheini hakalosya v'me'acha שיש המלך מציע אפילו בחמישי מלבש. Now this is very important. There is a lot of oneness in the Taz here. So it says that if there is no summer in Dera Neged HaMelech, so not only is it Osea, if it was Nisbashe, so the whole Dera is Osea, but even if that Chatiche that was Nimlach and not washed up was placed in a Klisheni, so, and that Klisheni, what does Klisheni mean? Klisheni mean, Klisheni means that the Kehler was cooking on fire, but it was taken on the fire. Let's say a pot with Chatiches Bosor was cooking on fire, and then you took it off from the fire and you put it on the floor, you put it on the counter, you see, in the kitchen. That's a Klisheni. Klisheni of the fire. So there are two types of Klisheni. There is a Klisheni on the fire, and there is a Klisheni of the fire. So Klisheni of the fire is Mevashel. But then Klisheni, suppose you empty out the pieces of meat and the soup from that pot and you put it in a bowl or in another pot that was not on fire. Even though it's Yatzel Edes, then it's considered Klisheni. Then it's Klisheni. So he says, V'yileke samar v'yileke neged HaMelech, afilu v'yu samarak v'klisheni, haklo se'a. So the Shach says, and it's very important, it's Sif Lamed Zayin, afilu v'yu samarak v'klisheni, sh'ayatzil edes be'i, teras chatos. It doesn't mean that if you put it in a klisheni and it's not even hacked, that it asas all the adach tiches boso in the klisheni, because if it's not yatzil edes, so it's Zayin. Zayin doesn't asa, there is no bria by Zayin. Only by hat. But he means, suppose it is hat. It's yatzeres, you couldn't keep your finger comfortably there. So, but it was put in this chatiches bosor that was salted and not washed off. So it was put in another pot, in a klisheni, and it's still yatzeres in the klisheni, so it answers all the chatiches bosor in the other pot in the klisheni, as long as it's yatzeres. But suppose it's not in yatzeres, so it's in it. If it's in it, how can it answer? So he says, Avlu samrag b'klisheni hakloser, dimeach ha-shiyish o-melech b'tzir, Avlu b'klisheni mivash. Why? Because even though we pass through that klisheni is not mivash, even though it's hot, so klisheni is not mevashel. So, but here is different. Since this chatiches bosor was salted, so the male, there is a lot of melech, and there is seer because the dam, that dam started to come out as a result of the melech. So the combination of melech and seer makes it hard, enables it to be mavriya into the other chatiches bosor, even in the klisheni. Now the question is, why does he have to? And then the mashal is chelik. The mashal is chelik, and the mashal says no. That if it was husam b'klisheni, let's say, suppose you had here a chatiches bosor. You had here a chatiches bosor. And you pour the salt. You didn't wash off the salt. And you didn't wash the salt. Then you had in one pot, you had a number of tiches bosor that were cooking. Then you took out all the tiches bosor from that one pot and you put it in this pot, in another pot. And then you put this chatiche that was nimlach without being washed off together with all the other chatiches that were emptied out from the pot that was on the fire into another pot that was not on the fire. So that's a klisheni. And it's still hot, it's still yatzeres, because a few minutes ago, he just emptied out the chatiches from this pot into this pot, and then he put that chatiche that was salted, and the salt was not washed off, together with the chatiches in this pot, where the chatiches from pot number one were emptied out into this pot. So this is a klisheni, but it's yatzeres. So the Rambam paskens that all the other chatiches become osa. Why? And the mashal is chelik. Why is the mashal chelik? So, actually, there is a loche meliach harei kveseach. There is a loche of meliach harei kveseach.
The answer is the Mashal Israeli, because here we are dealing with the Chtichas Boso that was salted and stayed in its own state. Shiomil, whatever Shiomil is, I discussed today in the Aloha Shia, whether Shiomil is 80 minutes or 22 and a half minutes. I mean, this is a very important chart, because according to most Rishonim, Shiomil is 22 and a half minutes, except that some of the poskim and the pligodim, others, they assume that the pshat in the kamor is that it's 80 minutes. It's 80 minutes. But they ask why, after all, according to most Hashemim, it should be 22 and a half, but according to the pshat I mentioned, so it's really 22 and a half minutes. So suppose, in other words, this chtichas boso was salted and stayed in its resulted state, in the state of salt, for 22 minutes, let's say it stayed for 24 minutes, that's the biggest hole. The sheet of the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnah, so 24 minutes. So mainly it already did its job. The salt already blew out the blood. So mainly it's already posakilche. So the retiches also subsided. That's why the Mashal is chelik and Ramo. The Ramo says, Ve'i lekesama bidere negda melech, afu rehu samrak bivrishen yak loser. The Mashal is Chayli. Since when is Klisheni Mivashel? But never mind Klisheni, yet Mivashel, not Mivashel, but there is Aloche, Moliach Harei Kriseach. The answer is we cannot apply the Aloche of Moliach Harei Kriseach. Why? Because it already stayed in a state of salt for 24 minutes, so it already fulfilled its function, it already drew out the blood. So the Mele, the Rishich has subsided as a result of the Melech. Like this, Melech is Rishich. But once the Melech fulfilled its function, it drew out the blood in the course of Shio Mil, so the Mele, the Rishich subsided. So it's not considered Ham, even though it's Yatzeres. But the Ramoshik is that even though the Rishich has mitzad the Melech subsided, but since there is Melech El Tzir and it was put in a Klisheni that has Chatiches that are still Yatzer Edes, so mainly it is Mavliya and Mavli. That's the machleket between the Taz and Psal, between the Ramo and the Masha. Alright, now let's see now the Taz Sifcho. First of all, the whole idea of Pirush Gemara Shemigdeiru Avu Agdeira Atzma Pshidu Nemisar Mishikor Sapsim Tzadik Tes. In other words, he's pointing out that we say we are Mitzarev everything in the Gdeira, it only means everything that is visible in the Gdeira, but we are not Mitzarev the thing, the Bliye that is harnessed inside the Deipne Agdeira. That we are not Mitzarev. Suppose we know that inside the Gdeira the Chatiches Boso together with the soup has 59 zeisim, but it is determined that inside the Deifen Agdere there is harness the kazais of Heta, because the Deifen Agdere always absorb, because there are pores in the Deifen Agdere, so the Mele it absorbs, so we cannot do mitzari the Heta that is harness inside the Deifen Agdere. We are only mitzari, we only count those gzeisim of heter that are visible inside the gdeira that you can see, but not that heter that is harnessed in the leif nagdeira. This is what he says. Pirush chumash gdeira nagdeira atzma pshinin in stari mishikos pshinin tzalik tes dachtich atzma vada yelam in nagdeira melech keim tzorach leima vichayim un miksa svorim v'yish nuskho yis kosu ben bivada yisama v'utoy seifa v'kosu ben yisama heter v'yish neyis leima shachtich atzma he samach neged dam umelach sholel avol shein lipsei kein le'aloche. In other words, those who say that the chtiche has 60 measures neged the dam and the melach sholel, so the achilik and the mitzias. So what is the mitzias? The question is, how much salt does a woman put on a chtiches boso? So according to those who say that the every chtiches boso has 60 measures, so they assume that the quantity of salt that is placed is a minimum, is of a lesser, is of a relatively lesser quantity. Those who say that the Chatichas Bosal always has generally 30 measures negative the volume of the Sinalech, so they assume that the woman, when she salts a piece of meat, puts relatively a larger quantity of salt on the piece of meat. Now, see from me, it's a very important task. So in other words, the Marshal of the Trumas Adeshen, Achili, can be Sobeheter and Ramo. And they say that if this Chatichas Bosal, that was Nimlach, so in view of the fact that it stayed in the state of salt, Shiomil, so it's already Posakechei, and the Ritiche subsided, so Mele, if it was put in another pot, a Klisheni, together with other Chatichas Bosal, even though the other Chatichas Bosal has still Yatzeledes, but it's a Klisheni is not Mevazil, it's not Mavliyal Mafrit Kiechot, so the Melee doesn't ask another Chatichas, according to the Mashal, according to Mesadesh. We need a Dabe Iko to ask Mashal, so the Taz says that one who passes like the Mashal, Lo Yipsi, they stab a time, we can build Sehubi Rabbonon. In other words, he is not 100% sure that the Mashal is right as against the Ramon. In other words, he is native to the sheet of the Mashal. But had it involved the Shaila with the Ramse, even though he is native to the sheet of the Mashal, he still would pass whom we have to be Machmir, like Ramon. But in view of the fact that most Christians pass from Dam Shemilche, is only the Rabbanon. So maybe there is no reason as to why you should be machmir for the sheet of the Ramo. It's not mistaber like the Ramo. It's more mistaber like the Mashal and the Trumas Adesh. We come in Seul with Rabbanon and Dam Shemilche Neilo. The miluche tzricha bishure ki bischa diture mash mahoche di bischa diture loy bishwa bichwi rishen un mutalosis posachai lisich kwi rishen she virei maleia. So he says now umash makam di bichwi rishen afu loy michosa. In other words, here the Ramo says that in view of the fact that the Chatichas Bosal has the melech, so even though it already stayed in the state of salt for a shiomil, but still it is mavli and mavlit, even a klisheni, as long as it's yad siledes. Why? Because it sheyei shomel aretzia. The implication being that the reason is why it has to resort to the fact that yei shomel aretzia, because it's a klisheni. But suppose it's a klisheni, we don't have to have recourse to the fact of yei shomel aretzia. So even without melaretzia, if it's a declaration, even though it's a declaration of the fire, because even if though it's a declaration of the fire, so then it will answer it. In other words, suppose he had a Chatichas Bosal that was Nimlach, and it wasn't washed off. And then here there is a Gdeire in which had a Chatichas Bosal on his Bashel, but he took it off the fire. He put it on the counter, here. Then he'll put a Chatichas Bosal, even though it will be washed off. Even though it will not have the Malach Mitzia. So then it will answer it, so it's Mashma. So, Mashma can't be Chlirishna, but it will be Chosa. wir können konzentrieren das hat das all day sind in alle wo ich haben die ruhe die macht der boss schon in la hai suppose he would put now the eyes I was a slip of the tongue on my part when I said this has boss all this is nina and washto if it was nina and washto so all the dam was already expected but suppose he would take a raw piece of meat that was nina nothing at all a raw piece of meat and he would put it in a clarition that is on the fire so then it's mashma it would be osea even though it has no salt only because it has salt so then he has to resort only because it's a cliche so it has to resort to the fact that it has malaria but suppose it wouldn't be a cliche he would put it in a clarition and suppose he would put echtichas boso that is raw So, with raw in the clearition of the fire, then it would azzle it, because clearition is nevashel, it won't the fire, it's nevashel on the fire. So he says, umash b'chad b'clearition, abu l'vichosa, v'chein kosab b'tiras chadat kol b'isim en dalet, v'loi k'rab n'yuch, en matah posa sholim yin l'chayish n'esmim b'chvei v'seyach, shehusa v'yalei, so the tiras chadat says that if you put a raw piece of meat, in a clearation of the fire, so it's osea. But Rabbi Yeruchem says, no. Rabbi Yeruchem says, so we have a machlekes between the Teres Chatos, the Ramo, and Rabbi Yeruchem. Suppose you have a raw piece of meat. It's not a Yechtiras Boso Shemimah. This is a raw piece of meat. So it still has that. So that was not drawn out. And suppose here is a clearation that has many Yechtiras Boso, but it is taken off the fire, but it's still hot. It was on fire, let's say, 10 minutes ago, and it's still hot. And you put a raw piece of meat in that clear, that is a clearation of the fire. So according to Ramo, it's osa. According to Rabbi Yeruchem, it's muter. Now, why is Rabbi Yeruchem saying it's muter? Isn't that a deep pursuit? That clearation is nevashe of the fire? You're not allowed, let's say, to on Shabbos, to cook something in a pot that was originally on fire that is still hot. Suppose you had a tea kettle with water and you took it off the fire, you put it a few minutes ago, you took it off the fire and you put it on the counter in the kitchen, on the floor in the kitchen. And then you want to boil something in that water. Pudding, you're not allowed on Shabbos to put it, even though it's off the fire. Because creation is nevashel, even more the fire. So how does Rabbi Yeruchem say that if you have ichtichas posachai, a raw piece of meat, and you put it, so you're allowed to put it, and you put it in the creation, not that you're allowed to have it, but if you put it in the creation of the fire, so the other ichtichas posachai in the creation of the fire do not become osea. The answer is, because the Gemara says it's very kiro, that Sar Ture, so is only his bashel on fire itself. Let's say Bosol, because it's not something soft. You see, Bosol requires, in order to have Bishul, so only if it's in the condition on the fire. Because the Bosol of the Ture, so of any behemoth, so is relatively sturdy and hard. And it cannot be cooked in the clarition of the fire. It can only be cooked in the clarition on the fire itself. So Mimele, that's why he says. So the Lord Rav Yeruchem Mata was shown the Chayshus Nubuchad Yisayach Shul Samari Viraleir Virayim Dino Roshi Kosav Davshin Abosam Nisbashir Mikol Mokim Alach Luchi Shorof Nisbashir Ad Kan Vizel Yishin Roshi Bifirik Piro Al Mai So Aval Shein Abosam Nisbashir because the Gemara says in Perikiro Bishra the Turek is not Nisbashir declaration only in the declaration of the fire only in the declaration on the fire so it's true that the Bosam itself Bishra the Turek cannot be Nisbashir but you don't cook Bosam without any water so there is Reitim there is certain Lachluches so the Lachluches that's the water the Lachluches that is on top of the Bosam So that is Mizbashe, you're in the creation of the fire. All right. וזהו ישין הראש בפרק יירה, מה אם נעסקים במגמורת, מתורס משאבס, מלבידי ראש, שהוא שומע לאיש, דמיוחד צריכת בישור לקיפ בישראל ניתורי. תור ישין יש מגמורת עם קיר. I mean, we passed from the homework. We passed that one is not allowed, to put salt in hot soup, even though the hot soup is in a plate, in a kosher. But one washing of the gemara is we cool it. One washing of the gemara is we cool it. That you are allowed to put salt, not only in the kosher on Shabbos. You are allowed to put salt even in the kosher of the fire. But you're not allowed to put salt.